The city of Fernie is undertaking new research on an eco-friendly technology that could be used as a filtration system at the local wastewater treatment plant. In May, Fernie City Council voted to research a technology known as Microbial Soil Reed Beds, MSR, an engineered wetland treatment system that utilizes reed beds to help filter wastewater. I wanted to ensure that we fully investigated that option because it has fewer mechanical parts, and consequently, the cost to operate it over its lifespan is lower, said Mayor Nick Milligan. Milligan became acquainted with this technology while visiting the wastewater treatment facility in Stephenville, Newfoundland, that has used reed beds for many years. Stephenville is comparable in size to Fernie, having a population of around 6,540 people, as per the 2021 census. When you're walking among the treatment wetlands, you don't smell sewage at all. It smells like grass. It's quite remarkable, said Milligan. I think it's been in operation 10 to 15 years, and they've only had one odor complaint, and that was when they were actually cleaning out the mechanical components of the system. I think it's a real win if it works in this climate and it meets our needs. Going forward, the city will investigate the lifecycle cost and operational impact of MSR technology, and do a side-by-side comparison with another treatment technology known as Submerged Attached Growth Reactor, SAGR, which the city has already researched. SAGR is also a biologically based process, but it uses rocks to remove impurities from effluent rather than plants. Years ago, Fernie's wastewater treatment facility was found to be out of compliance with provincial regulations, and the technology the city is researching would help bring it back in line. According to City Engineering Manager Jenny Weir, there have been a few instances in the past few years where total ammonia nitrogen and aluminum levels in effluent have surpassed the BC water quality guidelines beyond the designated 100 meters discharge point, downstream of the facility in the Elk River. Effluent is wastewater that has already been treated. Effluent does not currently meet the municipal wastewater requirements for dilution ether, due to natural gravel bar formations in the Elk River. Gravel bars created a small side channel where our effluent is discharging, as opposed to discharging into the full depth of the main channel, said Weir. The city's research has indicated that SAGR would remove ammonia nitrogen and aluminum discharge from wastewater in Fernie, and further studies will investigate whether MSR holds the same potential. Councillor Ted Shoesmith said that while he likes the idea of the MSR technology, he's concerned that researching it will take time and delay the project. He would have preferred council pursue the SAGR system. SAGR, it's the no-risk option, said Shoesmith. If we had more time and things were less complicated, I would absolutely think we should try the weed beds. Ideally, we would build some small portion of it and do a long-term test on them. I don't think we really have that option anymore as the town's growing and the existing system is barely keeping up, he added. Shoesmith said he's concerned about the treatment facility not being able to handle the demands of Fernie's growing population, and the possibility that the city might be barred from issuing building permits if the size of the community outpaces the capacity of the facility. If we exceed the capacity of our sewage plant, we can't allow more people to come here or build here, he said. That would be a pretty big deal. That would drive up the price of everything here. City staff noted in the council meeting that researching MSR technology would result in a six-month delay in application to the government, from October 2025 to March 2026, and would result in an increase in budget by $65,614. The forecasted fee for the entirety of the project is $1,135,000. Staff let us know that they were fairly concerned that this might gum up our approvals process, said Shoesmith. If we try to get another extension or try and go forward with something new that they, the government, perhaps don't enjoy or like, we could find ourselves delayed by another year. That's not a risk I'm comfortable taking.